Welcome to another exciting show of Transformation. Prosper with Wayne, creating wealth, health, and happiness in your life with your host, life and business coach, author, entrepreneur, and lover of life, Wayne Sutton. Prepare to become excited, expand your beliefs, and truly prosper in all the areas of your life. Enjoy.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton, ProsperWithWayne.com, creating health, wealth, and happiness in your life. Today we're jumping on board. We're jumping on board the new year here very soon. And I want to talk about your social media experience, and your social media plan. And what I mean by that is not just that you take and you post your business, your opportunity everywhere. Grant Cardone says, you know, I love Grant's philosophy of be everywhere. In fact, he uses a few explicitives in there I'll leave out. Be everywhere. Be everywhere. However, the key is not just be everywhere with your opportunity. I deal with a lot, as you know, we do a lot of network marketing coaching. We are involved in network marketing. We teach network marketing. And one of the things we see in network marketing is people go on these wall posts. They're make $500 this week, make $10,000 the next 30 days. The greatest pre-launch in history. Listen, guys. You are not attracting people to you or your opportunity with those posts. If you are, you're attracting the wrong people. You're attracting the people that will jump on board out of a post, just one post. They go, oh man, that must be it. They jump on board. Well, guess what? If they jumped on board with your post, they'll jump off board and onto someone else's opportunity just as quick. You want to attract people to you by being one of worth, being one of value, by teaching people, by giving value to people. But hey, it doesn't hurt to say, hey, I'm working with some leaders. We're looking to expand. It doesn't hurt to say if you're looking a great opportunity, if you're looking to lose weight, if you're looking whatever, then let me know. But you have to do it with some tact. You have to do it with some class. And when you do it the right way, people will naturally come to you. In our coaching and counseling business, I've had people that I've known for decades, literally decades, haven't spoken to in over 20 years. I've had some I went to school with, never spoke a word, but we're Facebook friends. Guess what? They come to me and go, hey, I could use some help. Hey, I need some counseling. And because I have not said, hey, counsel with me, but I've placed great content out there about coaching, about life coaching, about counseling, about the Word of God, about relationships. And as they say, well, this is a person that can be trusted. This is a person that knows what he's doing. So let me go to this person. And that's what you want to do in network marketing. If you're in network marketing, you know, it is about networking, but it's not about, hey, let me get my two people. You get your two people. You know, when you get that mindset only, and I love the geometric growth, all of that, but you really want to attract the right people into your organization. You want to attract the people that are going to be willing to stay with you, work with you, and they see value, because when you bring value, not only to your social media plan, your social media outlets, but in your life in general, then people will be attracted to that, and you'll work with the right people. And that's one of the biggest keys. If I had to jump back 20 plus years into my network marketing career, what would I do different is I would work with different people. I work with people that had value-based motives, that really were about values, that really I'd work with higher caliber people. And again, it's not placing anyone down on a lower level, but I do not need to work with someone that's going to jump on the next opportunity and neglect the downline or neglect an upline. It's just going to jump. We need somebody that's going to work with and continue to build a solid base of business, a solid relationships. You know how many friends I've made through network marketing? It's an absolute blessing. The relationships I formed, the people that I have met all over the world, the different cultures. But the key is be a person of value. So your social media plan as you go in 2016, be positive. Nobody cares. Listen to me. If all you post is negative information, this presidential candidate sucks, this one's the Antichrist, this one's hateful. If that's all you post, listen, if you want to use your social media as a platform for your political rants and raves, great. But understand that may be all it is. If you'd rather use your social media to show something of value, to be positive, once in a while I'll post something political, but it's very, very rare. I'd rather take the time and work on what I can work on and work on what I can. I don't think that me posting the same meme that somebody else posted or this same video somebody else posted 1,000 times is going to suddenly convert the other party to go, oh wow, we didn't see it that way, let me vote your way and change the nation. Maybe I'm wrong. If that's your calling, go for it. But I'd rather post something positive. I'd rather post something about the promise of God for us. I'd rather post something that will help people learn how to be a person of value, to bring value, to really bring the information that people need to see into the world. Something that's positive. People want to follow people that are positive. Be positive. Be a leader. Be a leader. Do not be another copycat. Another, oh, let me click share on this because it is so viral at this moment. It's so relevant. The movie star that exposed herself or himself, the movie star that said this about this political statement. So what? Listen, what are you bringing to your people? Be a person of value in network marketing. And then let your team be the same. Maybe there's some team leaders that, some people in your team that you're seeing this. They're posting crazy, you know, make $5,000 in 5 days, tag your friends in this post and all of that. And maybe they're doing that. Maybe they're the negative nanny that's always just placing all this negative stuff out there. Hey, guess what? Do me a favor. Share this podcast with them. Share this podcast. Let them know. Let me be the bad guy that says, hey, you can't do this. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're listening to a podcast. That means you're not looking. Hey, you've taken time out of your day. So far, we're 6 minutes in. You've taken time, 6 minutes of your life. Your life, one life. You only live once. 6 minutes of that you've given to me. So I want to bring value to you. Share this podcast with others. I believe in you. If you haven't gone to prosperwithwayne.com, please go. Put in your name, email address, get on this newsletter so we can help you create health, wealth, and happiness. If you're on iTunes, subscribe to us, Prosper with Wayne, on iTunes or on Stitcher. Give us a 5-star rating. We would greatly appreciate it. Until tomorrow, I believe in you. God bless.
Thanks for joining us again at Prosper with Wayne. Be sure to subscribe to us for more exciting, life-changing episodes. Go today, in fact. Go now to prosperwithwayne.com and enter your email for our exclusive newsletter and other resources. God bless and go prosper.